Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Roulette Radio. It's our Let's Get to Know segment with new Pella Volleyball head coach, Sam Sheldon. Coach Sheldon, good to finally get to know you. We talked back in the spring. It's time to get to know you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thanks for having me.
All right. First of all, let's talk a little bit about your background and journey to Pella. Where did you grow up and what has been your road to the Tulip City?
I actually lived in Des Moines, Iowa, not too far away from Hoover High School, which is odd considering I went to Johnston High School. It was still Johnston School Districts. It's a whole thing. But was a Johnston Dragon and then ended up at Coe College as a Quahog, played volleyball there as well. And then actually was down in Knoxville for 2 years and coached volleyball and taught down there. And then ended up in Ankeny for the last 5 years and taught and coached volleyball there as well. And then now down to Pella for my first head gig.
So volleyball, any other activities that you did growing up or anything outside of volleyball that you enjoyed?
My dad really likes to say that I could have been a really good basketball player, but I don't know if I was supposed to shoot very much. I was definitely more of a defender. but I ended up kind of giving up basketball to be able to focus on volleyball. And then similarly with softball, I was a first baseman, but again, the club schedule ends up conflicting so much in the summer with softball that ended up kind of giving up that as well. I did show choir for a while when I was younger, so some of the girls have gotten a kick out of me talking about that with them. But yeah, so a lot of different sports, but then kind of whittled it down to volleyball there at the end.
Well, as you know probably now, the show choir here at Pella, it's a big deal with acapella. Yes. So you might want to check that out. What got you then into the coaching realm? Obviously, you had played for a long time. How did that step and leapfrog into coaching?
When I was in elementary school, I always said I wanted to be a teacher. And then I love sports. Like, my favorite class was PE. So I was like, oh, I'm going to be a PE teacher. And then I realized that, like, at least at that time, like, there's not a lot of gigs out there for PE teaching, or it's harder to get them. And I loved math. I loved the like logic to it all. And so kind of fell in love with that, but still wanted to have that like physical activity piece of it. Fell in love with volleyball. Had a lot of really great coaches early on in my life that kind of showed like that it's possible and it's easy to be a math teacher. Coach Brooks at Johnston is a math teacher and a volleyball coach. So kind of showed that that road is still an option and available. So even going into college and everything, I always knew I wanted to coach. I coached clubs throughout. I volunteered while I played club, even in high school. So I've just kind of always known that I wanted to do it and know that it's kind of what I was meant to do. So yeah, it never really came to be like a thing like, oh, I want to coach some. It just has always been there. So I have a big passion for it.
So let's ask the question on everybody's mind, especially with Cy-Hawk time and all the above in the fall, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
So this is kind of funny. So my husband actively roots against the Hawks because he's a Georgia Bulldog fan and he just thinks that Hawk fans are annoying. My dad is a big time Cyclone, but my sister went to the University of Iowa, and being at Coe, I was pretty close to the University of Iowa. So I'm like one of the weird people where I just am happy to watch. I hope everybody gets along and know that there's no fights. If I had to choose, I would probably say Cyclones just because of my time going up to Hilton and up to Jack Trice when I was younger with my family and everything. But really, I don't have an allegiance, and I'm one of those people, so one of the few.
So you know how to be head coach. Good political answer. And hey, there is a city council race coming up if you want to be a part of that too. So maybe I should ask you this question then. Panthers or Dutch? Because you did have that background. I know Coach Kitus was a big part of your development too.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of love for Molly Kitus at Knoxville. So, but definitely Dutch. Yes. Yeah. Very, very much so Dutch.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about then some of your maybe best vacations that you've been on. Obviously, I think a lot of us this time of year, we love Iowa because the leaves are going to turn colors and all those things. But what's been your favorite getaway so far?
Probably my honeymoon. My husband and I went to Martha's Vineyard, and that was one of my all-time favorites, just to be able to get away. That was our first vacation together as well, too. So we went before the really, really busy vacation season of it all, so it felt so quiet. And getting, like, I would say even future vacations, it's wherever I can find the quiet, that's where I want to go.
I was about to say, that's one of the questions we have. Is there a spot that's quiet that you have in mind that would be particularly fun to go to?
Well, right now we're flirting with the idea of potentially going to the 2024 Olympics in Paris. And that's the big like one right now. We have a coworker, one of my husband's coworkers, Jacob Teeley. He really wants us to go to that. But that's pretty loud, right? Mm-hmm. But within that trip, potentially we'd go up into like, Germany and in the country in Germany. So anywhere where I can hike and be away and quiet, I'm happy.
Yeah, sounds like a fun trip. And yeah. Again, yeah, the Olympics, maybe not as quiet, but that would be a fun destination.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and talk then about your own like pregame rituals or anything like that. Do you have a go-to song or musician that you listen to before a game or before a big practice or anything like that?
I actually meditate. So I don't, okay. Yeah, so I like music-wise, I don't really want any big jam or anything like that. Because, and I'll talk to the girls about this too. Where if you're at a 10, like where you're ready to like either attack a bear or run from a bear, like super, super high adrenaline, or zero, right? Like in super, super calm, about to fall asleep. If I'm at a 10, I'm not a good coach, or like even in my playing days, I wasn't a good player. So I actually find that I need to calm myself down. So if it were music, I would probably pick something more on that relaxing side.
Okay. Quiet vacation, relaxing, yes, meditation, all the above. Until that official makes that iffy call, then we'll maybe see the bear come out.
Or more so when I think the girls have learned that if they're not aggressive, then I get frustrated. So it's more that my girls need to stay aggressive. My girls need to stay full throttle, not back off on their points. So then they might see the bear come out a little bit.
All right. So what are you looking forward to most now just about being here in Pella and being a part of the classroom that we're sitting in here today, the gym, the atmosphere, the culture of Dutch athletics? What are you looking forward to most?
Right now it's this first day of school. I am so pumped to have kids actually like walking into my classroom door and having that transition time from the actual school day to the practice day. Right now it's a lot of like, okay, we have like our little half hour before where kids are starting to trickle in and everything. But having that kind of like sense of urgency between the school day to practice, I'm actually looking forward to that the most right now.
All right. Well, we got to know Sam Sheldon just a little bit better. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.